All right, let's try this again, Nate.
Okay, are you recording?
I'm trying to push the button.
Oh.
What is going on? What did you do?
I didn't do nothing. What?
Are you sure?
Welcome to Seriously Awkward.
Hey. Oh! There you go.
I don't know what to tell you.
And then, whoa.
What?
Volume just got really loud.
My volume?
Yeah.
My volume, Nate? Your volume got loud. Anyways. Nate, how's it going?
Good. Are you recording now?
I am recording, so we're doing...
That's good.
Yeah.
Do we get the intro?
I think so.
Welcome to Seriously Awkward.
Yeah, this is...
Where we can't even get our intro to work.
I will tell you...
David can't.
Well, I will tell you, I have...
The awkward one.
...had one of those days where I was... Like, I worked on the project at the beginning of my weekend. Because this is my weekend. I worked on a project at the beginning of my weekend. It's with wood and stuff like that. And...
Oh, did you cut your hand off?
No.
You got all your digits?
I still have all my fingers this time.
That's good.
No, I worked on a project, and then I started it, and then I needed to build, like, a little box thing for it. But it had a whole bunch of different cuts in it, and I was like, okay, we went to the fair yesterday, and I wanted to work on this a little bit today, and then I had to work on a podcast. So I worked on building this little box thing, and for whatever reason, I just kept screwing it up. Kept cutting pieces too short, too long, wrong angle, everything like that. I went to the store, bought some wood, screwed up all that wood, went back to the store, bought some more wood, screwed that up. And then I went to the store one more time because at that point I was determined to do it right. I finally figured out what I was doing wrong. Finally got it cut right and everything like that. And now I'm out of some of the material.
Screws?
Well, I'm out of basically out of screws, what I need to attach it all together, which is fine. I just wanted to get it cut, and it was very frustrating. I didn't get as much as I wanted to get done today at all. And that set me back on one of the other projects that I needed to do. But I don't know. I get very stubborn and very determined to finish some of these things sometimes when I probably shouldn't. So.
Yeah, because then you end up cutting your digits off.
Yeah. I made sure I didn't cut my digits off. But at the same time, it was...
I don't want to do that.
How about you, Nate? How's your day going?
Not bad. It is my Friday, and I don't got to be back into work until next Friday.
Oh, see, that's good.
So there's like first come, first serve time.
Right. So you got served.
I took that time off. Like I requested time off. We have admin leave for like certain holidays, where the federal government was like, oh, we want to take some extra days. So because we took some extra days, we'll give you guys like 24 hours of admin leave here. You got 16 hours of admin leave here and 16 hours of admin leave here.
Uh-huh.
Well, people started, you know, taking it, and then they're like, well, we're down so many people that we got to keep it to 5 people per day. So 5 people per day. And then they're like, well, I'm guessing here, but we don't want to have to go through all the paperwork to see if the people that requested it, there's either spots or there's not spots, give everybody back their piece of paper telling them that they were denied or vice versa,
right.
Accepted, all that crap. So they're just like, all of a sudden came out with this thing where you can only use the admin days if you have pre-approved leave.
Okay.
So for me, I was kind of like screwed because I had already taken my vacation, my 2 weeks vacation. So I'm like, well, I can't really. That's kind of stupid because now you have to use those days by the end of the year. And I'm like, or by, I think one of them was like Easter. So like it was like 16 hours of Easter. So that was the last one we got. So we had to use it by Easter of next year. So I'm like, well, can either wait till next year or try to take some time off. And there just so happened to be like a week's worth of days. I'm like, sweet. But as of right now, it's coming out of my just annual, the 4 hours that you get every pay period.
Uh-huh.
And so if they screw it up and don't switch it over to admin, I'm not going to have enough leave to cover the time off. So oh, that's fun because they're awesome with that kind of paperwork and paying people. So we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what happens come the paychecks.
Well, that doesn't sound fun, Nate.
Yeah, but I don't have to work until next Friday, so.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
Get a little bit of time off. That'll be nice. Anything else going on in Nate's world this week? I guess because you have a whole week off. I mean,
I want a freaking truck because I want to start
running guns.
Tell my secrets, my secret plans. Dang it! No.
Okay.
I want to do like some side hustle stuff, like flipping couches. I think I've spoken about that before.
Yeah.
And I really, really came close to going to look at a 2018 Toyota Tacoma.
Yeah.
But I was just like doing the math in my head, and I'm like, that monthly payment, because trucks are still worth their weight in gold.
Yes.
So I'm like trying to do that payment and trying to like I don't see it.
When do you get the Cybertruck from the Elon Musk thing?
No, because the windows aren't supposed to break and they break. Okay.
That's the reason.
and the thing's hideous. Number two. Like I would like the Ford Lightning.
Yeah.
But that's like 90K. I don't got 90K.
I mean, you do. You need to see when you do the couch flipping, that's where you find all that money. It's in the cushions.
Yeah. So I'm going to plug like a channel. There's a YouTube channel that I have been following, and I found it during COVID. So he took $500. He bought a scooter. So his gig was he coached soccer.
Okay.
And obviously with COVID, all that stuff ended.
Soccer?
They weren't hurt. Yeah, like sports and all that stuff.
I mean, that's pretty great because soccer's been around for a long time, and I'm glad it's finally gone. It's never coming back.
So yeah, so he took $500 and he bought a scooter and did like the Uber Eats and all that stuff.
Right.
And he like started making videos, and its channel's called Mission Side Hustle.
Okay.
And his plan or his goal is to turn $500 into $1 million. And so he started with $500, bought a scooter, did Uber Eats and all that stuff for a little bit till he made up enough to sell the scooter and buy a truck. And then he started kind of doing like couch flipping, furniture flipping. And then he made up enough to buy like a trailer. And he used the trailer to do, continue to do the couch flipping,
It allowed him obviously to do more.
Done. Yeah, he was done with the Uber Eats. But then he also, with the trailer, did like what's it called? Where like people wanted him to come pick up stuff and take it to the dump.
Oh, okay.
Like trash removal and all that stuff. And then he used that money, got his real estate license, and kind of was testing like some side hustle stuff. And he, with that, he met this guy who flips houses in that area, and he actually got a few jobs, kind of the houses that he was flipping, kind of cleaning out the, doing the trash, getting rid of the trash. So he's making money, learning a little bit about real estate. One of his videos, he sells a house. Takes a while, but he sells a house.
Right.
And then he...
Now he runs guns, right? So you're just trying to skip all the steps and go straight to running guns. I get it, Nate. That's probably the more wise way thing to do. I would start with your car. Work your way up to getting a truck. Then you can sell like rocket launchers and other things like that. And also, you could sell Girl Scout cookies, because those, like, you sell a couple machine guns and then Girl Scout cookies, because people love Girl Scout cookies. They come for the guns, but they stay for the cookies. That'd be your logo.
Okay. Come for the guns, stay for the cookies.
Yeah. Yep. See?
Okay.
It writes itself, Nate. It like, you can put that on the side of a truck or on the side of a hill. I would put it on the side of like one of the people that didn't pay me. I'm gonna tattoo it on the side of his body. So, I mean, that's what I would do.
Nice. So where the channel is now, he actually would go to like auctions, like furniture auctions, buy a bunch of stuff and obviously sell it. But he figured out kind of where they got their items, and he kind of figured out what he needed to do. So now he has a warehouse, and he has like furniture delivered to him at the warehouse, and he's selling the couches out of his warehouse.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of interesting because it's like I've kind of seen something similar to that. When we were looking for a couch, we went to this place up in Bonnie Lake, and it was just like this warehouse, and they had some couches set up, and it was, I mean, they're decently priced couches, but you can almost get a warehouse where there's a front and a back, so you can get the couches delivered in the back, and then have like appointment or per appointment to come look at couches. So the last couple of videos they've been short, but they actually are people that are coming to look at a certain couch, and he kind of, his video is him getting the couch out and kind of setting it up for them, all for them to be like, oh, but this couch is pretty cool.
Ah.
So it's kind of a plan that I got.
Okay. I say, Nate, if you have a plan, go for it.
Yeah. I might have, but what's the one where you can't, like...
Gumption.
Stay on track. I get easily...
Easy distracted?
Side mission. Ooh, side mission. Main quest? No, side mission.
Yeah,
I understand. What's the main quest? Oh, side mission.
I understand, Nate. I got distracted with the side mission today.
Oh, what do you do? Working on the box?
Yeah, just working on it.
Nope. Uh-oh.
What?
Your internet connection is unstable. Yeah. David?
Sorry. It's my fault because I am an unstable person.
Sounds about right.
So, anyways, Nate, let's get right to it. Okay. Is there anything...
Right like to what?
You watched a movie recently.
Oh, yeah. Stupid movie. It was a waste of time. But it was... I kind of knew it was a waste of time, and I didn't really watch the whole movie.
So, Nate,
Let's be honest. I did not watch the whole movie.
Okay. So, I am surprised you watched this movie, because...
Well, me too.
I saw the preview to this movie, and I was like, that is the dumbest concept. I don't know. So... explain what movie it was, real quick.
So it's called Fall.
Okay.
And
What's the premise?
Is these two chicks? They
two girls.
I don't know what those.
Got it.
Yeah, two girls. they're like climbers or something. One of them is like a kind of like a daredevil type attitude, and she like vlogs and all that stuff.
Right.
She. First off, it starts out, they're all rock climbing, right?
Yeah.
And the one chick that's all, like, daredevil-y, is, like, the third wheel. So the other chick, her husband or boyfriend or fiance or whatever, they're all three climbing, and his anchor, isn't set in all the way, and he's trying to put his anchor in this area, and like this bird or owl flies out.
Okay.
And so that anchor never gets set. He falls down, and like now his weight's on her and on the anchor, and the other anchor unclips or comes out of the rock, and he falls to his death. So it's like, so death right off the beginning.
Okay, so it's right now we're kind of on the lines of cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the death in cliffhanger comes sooner than this one.
Okay.
And then. So now she's grieving, and her dad's worried about her, da-da-da-da-da. So then the daredevil chick comes to her residence and's like, I have this awesome idea. I need you to come with me to climb this tower. It's at one time was the highest tower in the U.S. And it's one of those towers that has just like the held up by cables, kind of in like a triangle,
right.
Has a light on top that's so it's above the mountains, or rock faces so planes can see the light and they know to stay above it.
Right.
And they're like...
So her idea, just get this straight. Your husband has just died. And he died climbing this really... Uh-huh. Dangerous area.
I don't know, like, so the time frame, I don't really know. It's probably been a bit.
Okay.
So that's that. There's that in there.
Still, okay. Not too long, right? So I have an idea to boost your spirits from your husband dying from climbing. We should go out and climb something that has probably should have been decommissioned like 30 years ago.
And they're actually going to tear it down the next winter is what one of the scenes is what she says.
Okay.
So it's going to be torn down. So it's, yeah, a piece of crap.
So.
But there's a working light. So at some point within, because I honestly think that type of job is an every 6 month job.
Right.
So within the last 6 months, somebody did climb up there.
Okay.
Or in theory, the movie might not have thought about this, but in theory, someone would have had to climb up there within the last 6 months because there was a working light.
Okay.
They probably didn't think about that with the way that the structure looked. But beyond that, okay? Try to look beyond that.
Okay.
Okay.
So they go to climb this thing. Everything goes wrong. I'm assuming.
Well, so like on their way, there's like this not so dead but almost dead like goat or something. I couldn't really tell what it was. And there's like vultures. There's two vultures, and the dialogue that said, "You just kind of it's you just know like it, there's gonna be something with these vultures."
So how many people go on this trek? Is it just her, those two?
It's
people?
Just the two.
Okay.
Yeah. So this movie is probably very, very low budget, honestly.
Okay.
Although the dad, I want to say, is the, is Negan from The Walking Dead, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Anyways. So yeah, they start their climb, and it's like the ladder is on the inside of the base. You climb up however long, and then it's like the ladder then becomes on the outside, and you climb up on the outside.
Right.
And then they get to the top, and then they're like doing these stupid, well, the stunt person, she does a couple stupid things. They got like a drone. They're taking these pictures. And then it's kind of getting close to dusk. So they're like, all right, well, we're going to better go down now. And so the one chick that is grieving, she, of course, starts. And, of course, the ladder of that top part comes apart.
Okay.
And so she's, like, dangling there. Obviously she's attached to the other chick's harness as well, and she's strong enough to be able to pull her up. So then now they're stuck at this top. It's like probably a good 5 feet in diameter.
Okay.
So a pretty small platform. And they're like sitting up there trying to figure out what they're going to do. Cell service is, of course, shot because they're so far up.
Right, because they're on top they're of like, the cell well, tower.
Yeah. So they're like, huh, well, we had cell service while we were climbing up, but now all of a sudden we don't. Maybe we'll try to lower the phone down to get, because there's like two dishes.
Right.
So it's like, probably 60 feet below them. So we're like, maybe we'll try to lower our cell phones down to about the distance of the dish and can get service. And I'll just set my Instagram to, I'll like type something out, like a help message.
Right.
And set it to send in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
And they're like, they're dangling it, and they're not hearing any sound. So then she, like, hangs from one hand, and she's, like, trying to dangle it even closer. And, yeah, it's... Meanwhile, I don't like heights, so I'm, like, kind of, you know, skipping right. forward so a few seconds. I'm like...
Right,
I'm just like...
It's shot from an angle where it's, like, got a bunch of heights and stuff like that into it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be terrifying and stuff like that. I'm going to say something about this movie, Nate.
Yes.
I don't care.
What?
I don't care. No, I mean, I care that you watched it and stuff like that and that you saw the view. People that get themselves into situations like that, you didn't have to be in that situation. You did that to yourself. I don't feel bad for you.
Well, they didn't tell anybody where they were going.
Right.
She asked her when they were walking. They're right. Like, so she's like, are you going to live stream this? And she's like, nah, record, what did she say? Record now, post later.
Right.
I'm like, okay, well, you know, you're not going to lose service. And of course, when they were sitting at the diner right before they drove to this place, or the night before, the one chick's cell phone was almost dead. But they stayed the night in a hotel, so who knows if she charged it. But yeah, that was... Yeah.
I saw... So I saw... So, the, I remember seeing this, the preview to this movie and just being like, no, I have no interest in watching people... Like, so on YouTube, you know how they have those people that go out on top of buildings and they film themselves doing these crazy stunts? You know what their death rate is? It's really high. Because they keep doing these stunts, and almost every single one of them that's on YouTube has died doing one of their stunts.
Yeah, I remember reading one. There's one, and I think there's a clip out there when he actually loses his grip.
Yes, there's one where the guy, his whole thing is he hangs himself off the edge of buildings and stuff like that. And then one time, he couldn't get himself back up, and he kept holding there and holding there and holding there until eventually he had to let go because he just couldn't do it. He didn't tell anybody that he went up there to do it. He didn't do any of that stuff. He didn't have a team that was there to help him. He didn't strap himself into anything. I'm sorry. If you need that to live life, there is something wrong with you. I'm just going to say it. And I don't want to see a video or a movie about your dumb ass doing things that you shouldn't have been doing in the first place. I mean it's thrill seeking, but why the
death ratio? Yeah, here.
At least if you want to do something like that, have a team with you, and at least tell people that you're going to do the thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's frustrating.
I definitely this movie like. Is probably I give it like a 1.
Right.
It was horrible.
I'm going to say this, Nate. This movie is kind of like something where you have you ever heard the saying never spell part backwards?
No.
It's a trap, Nate. It's a trap. You spell part backwards.
Oh.
It's my dad joke.
Nice.
Anyways, I didn't... I saw the preview for that movie, and I was like, that looks dumb. And my wife looked at me, and she's like, that looks dumb.
Yeah, well, you could tell her it is.
Ah, perfect. She'll be excited to hear that. Anyways, know what I've been watching lately, Nate?
What?
I have been watching She-Hulk. Attorney at Law.
Is it good?
You know what? It's actually not that bad.
So Rotten Tomatoes has that like one of the highest shows right now?
It's not one of the highest shows.
No?
No. So it is...
Facebook Live?
What?
What? Facebook Live? Is that what you're telling me?
What I'm telling you, Nate, is that I don't think you can trust any of those stuff anymore. But so I watched the Attorney at Law, and it's fun. I don't know where they're going with it. It's pretty funny. One of the best characters is Wong from Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, and all the other Doctor Strange movies. He runs into a... So one of the episodes, Wong wants to... there's a magician who's used to study at their Taj Mahal thing or whatever, their place, and now he's using their magic to do magic shows, and he's a terrible magician, and he pulls somebody up on stage, and it's a complete drunk girl, and it's pretty funny. Like he sends her to an alternate dimension on accident, and then she just kind of appears in Wong's room, and she's just a pretty funny character. But she becomes best friends with Wong, and she calls him Wongers. He's like, "What type of drinks do you like, Wongers?" She's like, "Have you tried this one?" He's like, "No, I haven't tried that one." "Have you tried this one?" He's like, "Yeah, I tried that one. Those are pretty good. What about this?" And he's like, "Oh no, I will never go there again." it's a funny show. I enjoy it, but I don't know. I don't know what to say about it right now. I'm kind of tired.
So, Rotten Tomatoes, most popular TV on... I'm guessing RT is Rotten Tomatoes. So, Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
84%. Cyberpunk Edgerunners, which is a like set in cyberpunk world kind of animation on Netflix.
Okay.
It's 100%, actually.
Whoa. I've never even heard of that.
I just saw it the other day. Yeah. I was trying to figure out what to watch on Netflix, or if there's anything. Yeah, it's an animation set in the cyberpunk world. She-Hulk is 87%. Okay. House of the Dragon is 85%. The new Cobra Kai season 5 is 100%.
I've also started watching the Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one's...
I gotta catch up. I think I'm on season 2.
I don't know how long they can keep going with this. There's a part of me that's hoping that this is the last season and they wrap everything up.
Well, and what's his name's like 60 years old, I think. I think he turned 60.
Who, Kreese?
No, the...
Danielson?
Yeah, Danielson.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think he's that old.
No? Oh.
No.
Did you know that there was a movie called... Where did I find it? Oh, School Ties? It came out in 1992?
Are you a drunk girl, too? Did you know that there's a movie?
Oh, so I went to... I'm on Rotten Tomatoes website.
Okay.
And one of the click things was top 30 football movies.
Okay.
I'm looking through it, and like... number 25 is Little Giants.
Okay.
Just underneath that, beating it by one, is The Replacements. Then The Longest Yard, like the newer Adam Sandler one.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's School Ties, which at 21, which I haven't
even heard of that.
But listen to it, starring Brendan Fraser,
okay,
Matt Damon, Chris O'Donnell, and then Randall Badenkoff. I don't know who that is. But those three, they're pretty well-known actors, and I've never heard of this movie.
That's weird. I've never even heard of it. That I would put in the top. What would you put in the top football movies? I would put The Program and Little Giants and Friday Night Lights.
Okay.
what other? I'm trying to think of football movies that I enjoyed.
I'd put The Little Giants in there. My favorite, all-time favorite football movie is Rudy, and that is number one.
Oh, okay. Rudy's a good one.
Number two is Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans is good.
And then you got Friday Night Lights at number three.
All right. Got it.
Brian's Song at number four. I've never heard of that one.
I've heard of that one. I heard it's really good, but it's very depressing.
What? And then The Blind Side.
Okay.
Is five. Jerry Maguire, six. We Are Marshall. That one. Jerry Maguire is seven. Not
a football movie. If you're going to say Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire is a football movie.
No, it's not. It's a.
It's based around a football season.
It's barely baseball. If you're going to put that in, I'm going to put in Last Boy Scout with.
That is in there.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
Stretching.
The Last Boy Scout. Yep, that's number 22. That comes in before The Longest Yard.
Okay.
Once a first-rate Secret Service agent, Bruce Willis is now a gruff.
He's playing the same character he plays in a lot of his movies, where he's a retired cop or Secret Service person. And he's, I believe that one's with Damian Wayans.
Yeah.
It has a great line.
Ex-quarterback.
Yeah.
So
he's an ex-quarterback. The very beginning of the movie, one of the guys goes to run for a touchdown. And basically it's all on the line for him. And he's running. And then somebody goes to tackle him, and he pulls out a gun, and he shoots one person in the head, and then somebody else tries to tackle him, and he shoots him in his leg, and then he goes and gets a touchdown, and then he shoots himself. It's about drugs and sports.
So there's one football movie, and I honestly, it came out when we were probably in junior high.
Okay.
It was on, I want to say it was Disney, but
is Gus in there? I feel like Gus should be in there.
No, it's like this kid, his dad is in prison, so they move. So he tries out for the football team, and of course he gets bullied by the star player, and he's like wandering in the desert because it's like Arizona or some Montana or something like that. So he's wandering out in the middle of nowhere, and he comes across this Indian who is like the ghost of
Joe Namath. Of ghost of John Travolta, the ghost of, sorry Nate, you froze. I tried to fill it in.
Oh, am I still frozen?
No, you're fine now.
Oh,
just let it go, Nate. Let it
but
go.
Yeah, so okay,
it's a Frozen reference.
Yeah, let it go. Let it go.
I can't believe Gus.
Let it go.
Nate, I can't believe Gus is not in there.
What?
It's.
Yeah, Gus is not in there. Sorry.
That's very. That is a. It's a classic movie.
Who's Gus? Who's Gus?
Gus is. It's a movie about a mule who kicks field goals.
Oh.
It's got Don Knotts in it, who's one of the main people. So, I don't know. It was an old movie. But, yeah, the point of the movie is it's got the classic lines in it where the mule goes out to kick a field goal, but it kicks it backwards and stuff like that. And then one of the referees comes over and says, you can't have a, you know, you can't have a mule out there. And then the referee's like, show me the rule that you can't do that. Also, where is Air Bud in that?
Right.
There's a whole bunch of... Oh, and I would put in the absent-minded professor if we're going to go loosely based football movies. The whole point of the absent-minded professor is it's based off of the Flubber series, and they put Flubber into a gas form, and then they put it into a football, and then they can throw the football really long distance because it's lighter than air. So, but then the football eventually pops, and they can't throw the long ball anymore, so they fill up a guy's suit with a bunch of air, and they just throw the character instead of the ball. And then they win the football
too
season.
Much. There's also one, and I want to say he plays for the, or he gets drafted for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's a garbage man.
Yeah.
And he, is like kicking trash, and he can kick the trash like a long distance.
Right.
And then just so happens that the Philadelphia Eagles kicker gets injured. So they have like an open tryout or something, or someone sees him and is like, you should try out. So then he tries out, and he kicks these long field goals because he uses like he wears his like worker boot or something like that.
Right.
And he's kicking these long field goals, like longer than normal. So they're like, yeah, we got to sign you. So they sign him, and he kicks these long field goals because they can't get into like regular scoring range. So he kicks these long field goals, helps them win, and they get to the playoffs. Or they're about to get to the playoffs, and then, he lets the recent success go to his head, and he starts missing some field goals, and it's kind of like a life story as well.
Right.
Then obviously, when it comes down to it, they're about to make the playoffs, and he has to kick this really, really long field goal. So he goes out and he misses it. Movie over.
That's the end?
Yeah, no. No, he makes it, and he's like...
The moral of the story is don't have faith in yourself.
Yeah, and I would go with the NFL week one. Don't have faith in your kickers. Like, a bunch of kickers missed game-winning field goals. There's like two ties week one or something like that. Crazy. Freaking crazy.
Ties in football? There's no ties in football.
Yeah. They don't have college rules. College rules, you keep playing until you, like, they start at the 30-yard line or the 40-yard line or whatever. And they have, obviously, until they can score.
Right.
Unless they four downs and out. Like, right?
Right.
At the fourth down, you can kick a field goal. But if they score, then the other team scores, then you score, then the other team scores, you kick a field goal, the other team kicks a field goal, you just keep going back and forth until the next person doesn't score.
Right.
And there was literally I think it was the Apple Cup, because it was Washington State, and they literally played until like midnight. Because they just kept going back and forth, and I think finally Washington State won.
Right.
But yeah, NFL needs to like implement that type of thing, because what they do is they kick the ball off. Whoever wins the coin flip, usually they will get the ball, and if they get the ball first and score a touchdown, game's over.
Right.
Yeah, but you're playing 15 minutes. And that's it.
Yeah.
So well, if you don't score a touchdown, you kick a field goal, then the other team gets the ball, and they can go down and kick a field goal.
So
and then the other team gets the ball.
Right.
And then the time runs out, and you're at a tie.
Right. Well, so the big problem with with that versus the is money for football. for NFL, for so like college can keep playing, and if they go off the air, you're kind of upset, but then at the same time you kind of understand they have other shows that they need to get to.
Yeah, NFL, but they continue to play those shows. So, or they continue to play the game.
Right.
Game is played.
I'm guessing
in its entirety.
Right. I'm guessing.
Or I mean, right. Shown in its entirety.
I'm guessing
the NFL will go over as well.
Right. All right. I don't know, Nate.
Do you not watch football, David?
It's been a while.
You don't.
Since I've watched football. Now, why? Because it's been boring the last few years. Actually, no, that's not the reason. The reason why I don't watch football that much is because I used to get together and watch football with friends. And just kind of sitting around by myself watching football, I don't like doing that. I get antsy, and I feel like I should be doing stuff. And there's a whole bunch of projects that I could be working on around the house. I have listened to some games and stuff like that because it allows me to do stuff and, you know, kind of pay attention to the game. But I don't know. I'm kind of too antsy for that. But I do enjoy to get together with the friends and, like, either we eat a bunch of bad food and stuff like that. But it's been a long time since I've been invited to do that. So, anyways, Nate.
Yes.
Any last words? It's kind of a very random episode, but I'm just not fully with it today.
No?
No.
Okay.
That project kind of knocked me off my game. So.
Stupid project.
Yeah, stupid project.
House of the Dragon, the last episode, was pretty good.
Okay.
Leave it at that. Yeah, last words. All right. So there's one. I thought that it was going to be the whole
season. Thank you for listening to Seriously Awkward. Wow.
Whatever. Whatever. Jerk.
Anyways, keep going.
So I thought it was going to be the whole season with the characters, but they're actually moving forward in the time frame. So they actually have
our Facebook page
this week.
And think about becoming the last episode member. With
two of the characters.
And listen next week.
And they're actually have couple other characters coming in. They're still playing the same people, but they're kind of like aged.
Oh, interesting.
So that's kind of cool.
I wouldn't think they would do stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it's because
are they like, trying to
the catch timeline?
Up? Are they trying to catch up with the?
Not definitely not this season because they've already confirmed that they renewed for a second season.
Right.
But I think they're kind of trying to fill in some gaps.
Right.
And some on YouTube there's some interesting I haven't watched them, but there's a lot of like hidden Easter egg videos, and one of them is the dagger that's hidden, or that's the king wears, has on them all the time, is the dagger that kills the White King.
Okay.
And this last episode, she reads actually the blade. He like heats it up, and she reads the blade, and it like says something about the true prince. Da 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 da. Will come in Ice and Fire, which is the name of the books. Ice and Fire is Lord of the Rings, or not Lord of the Rings? Sorry. Game of Thrones, Ice and Fire.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, and like Jon Snow's character is kind of what they're hinting at with that, because he's technically the true prince.
Right.
And should be the actual king. So, anyways, those are my last words. Looking forward to this last, this next episode. Whatever. And I think this will be episode 5. So I think there's like 3 more.
Wow, we're excited to see it. We want to wait until the whole thing's over and then just binge watch it eventually.
Yeah.
So. All right. I gotta get to dinner because I'm hungry.
Whatever. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Seriously Awkward and Friends. Please like, subscribe our Facebook page, and think about becoming a Patreon member. And listen next week.
Hey, did you light go out or something?
No, I just didn't have a web page open.